What up, fuckers?
What's up, Dan?
What's up?
What's up?
How was it?
Oh, you know, it was good. How about you?
That was good.
Nice.
Real good.
Nice.
That's it.
That's it. Yep. All right. Good episode.
End it there.
End it there. All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. we did not have an episode last week.
Nope.
Very busy.
True. That and we were going to record early this week anyway, so
yeah,
kind of worked.
Yeah. So it was tough because, yeah, we were planning on recording on the weekend. And then we're like, well, if we record early next week, it's fucked anyway. So
yeah, it's like 2 episodes in 3 days. Not good.
Yeah. So
we're not that good at this. So
We don't got enough shit to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now that we are back, we can finally talk about the finals of LPL LEC.
Yes. Sorry, I was trying to think of something to say. Yeah, there were some finals, and they finally finished.
Mm-hmm. we also have the ARAM report wrap up.
It's pretty exciting stuff.
Wrap up show.
Actually, it's the wrap up show. Could you send me that image with all the stuff on it? For the ARAM report.
Yeah.
Give a sec? Yeah.
I'm wondering if I can save it as like a picture.
Like an image. Yeah, I don't actually know. But yeah, we got the ARAM report wrap up, the end of the split. We're going to be talking about everything that mattered from the past split of ARAM. And most importantly, awarding the ARAM MVP to one of the homies.
Okay, I got it, but I need to give me a sec.
And
I'll send it over to you.
Yeah. We'll also be discussing some MSI stuff. But other than that, nothing. So we'll just sit in silence until I get that from Dan.
Nope.
And no. anything?
How was it, Matt?
Oh, it was good. I think we already went over that, didn't we? I think you kind of already hit me with how was it. Oh, we'll run it. You want to just restart the whole thing? Actually, instead of running back and just going over the whole thing, why don't we just talk about the socials? Let's talk about the socials.
Yeah.
Let's
get social.
Twitter Losers Q pod, or at Losers Q pod, something like that on Twitter, and MySpace, of course.
Yeah.
Follow us on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Album Soon. I probably did that in the wrong order. We're also Losers Q on all of those. Send us your sads, mads, glads, bads. To losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Am I forgetting anything? I don't think so. I think I got it.
I don't think so.
You don't think I got it? Or you don't
no,
think
don't
I'm
think
forgetting
you missed
anything?
It.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you missed anything.
That I don't think so came in very late. It was just delayed.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, okay, yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. All right, well, now that I've got this, I think we're ready to talk some video games.
Yeah.
You love it. Clearly, Dan is excited. What do we want to talk about first, Dan?
I don't know. Let's wrap up the ARAM.
Oh, we want to do that? I feel like that's going to be the most fun. I'd rather do that later.
I know. That's why I want to do it now.
Oh, okay. You've got to breathe the energy early. I get it. The ARAM split, the second with the Ian Sheets.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty successful split.
The last ARAM MVP literally has the sheet named after him. It's kind of crazy.
It's like the I think one of the awards is named after like a player in basketball, or like how the NBA logo is literally just a picture of Jerry West. It's like the same thing.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like the dude. Dribbling the ball.
It's like it is somebody.
Yeah, it's Jerry West.
Huh.
Lakers legend.
I thought it was
Jerry
just
West.
Like. I
just
thought
they
it
just
was
they
like,
just made that up.
I thought that someone just drew it. You know?
AI generated.
No, like long ago.
No, I know. I. Does sarcasm really not come through?
Nah.
There's no way. There's no way you thought
listen,
I was serious. It's okay.
I think you're bad at it.
No way, man. There's no way. I think you're bad at detecting it.
No, I am. I'm good at detecting it. I think you are bad at it.
No, I think, no. We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
It's definitely your fault.
No, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I won't take blame. I can't.
Why not? Why can't you?
Because I won't.
Why won't you?
Anyways, this split was successful. Well, yes. Almost successful. We did not make 100 games. Sadly.
We were probably
Danny's fault. If we're
nope, Matt's fault.
There's no way it's my fault. I can't take blame.
It is 100% your fault.
There's no way.
Let's see. Okay, I celebrated my anniversary this weekend.
Imagine
you.
Imagine doing
raided.
That. Imagine doing that over playing ARAMs.
And you play Destiny. Imagine playing Destiny over ARAM.
Imagine all the other times where I was on asking you to play ARAM and you said nah. I could probably count about 30 this split alone.
Nah.
See, the blame could go both ways, but either way, we'll
but
blame
mostly
you.
Your way.
No. No.
If we're talking about just this last,
we're not
like,
though.
Friday,
we're talking about the duration of
this last weekend ish.
This nearly 3 month process is 100%.
No, we're not talking about that.
we're not zeroing it in on my one instance where I wouldn't play 8 games on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We're zeroing it in on every instance you said, nah. Actually, let's go through the Discord DMs and see. 1. 2.
Please be 1.
Hang on. 3. I'm not going to actually do this. But I've already got 3, and that's just within the last 2-3 weeks, so you've lost. Anyways, successful split, almost completely successful, and I think we've got some numbers to talk about. Do you wanna say anything before we go into some numbers, or what do you got, Dan?
This was the most enjoyable ARAM report, I think.
I agree. This I think I'm glad we did it this way.
Yeah, the stats just fucking get me going.
The number, we fucking love numbers.
I literally love the numbers. It's so good.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna like copy this, and then put in for season 3, and then I'm just gonna get rid of all the numbers, and then
we're back.
And then we're gonna have all the formulas, and it's gonna be great, and everything's just gonna update by itself, and perfect.
Yeah. Some good stuff. Do we wanna, is everything that we need on the sheet that you sent me or the image you sent me? I mean, we could like
almost. Did we play any more games this week? Oh, we did.
No.
We played 3 games. All right, let's just update with the final like stacks and stuff like
that.
And then we'll do
the sheet.
The big stat. Yeah, the big numbers, I guess.
The big numbers.
The best and worst numbers.
Yep.
All right. I don't remember how we usually do this, but we ended with a 50.55% win ratio.
Massive.
Hog. Actually,
can't believe we made it here, and that's in 91 games.
If they had ranked
games.
ARAM, we would be challenger.
No, don't think so.
I do.
Okay, you know what? I do think so. You just
in
changed
less than
my
100
mind.
Games.
You just changed my mind just now. We would 100% be challenger. And our Poro Pop percentage was 48.35. That's a crazy jump. I mean, even though we didn't get 50%.
That's
a crazy
number.
we were at 17% at some point. We really did turn this thing around. And it was miraculous. It's unlike anything I've ever seen, genuinely.
I swear, in the first like 30 games, we had like 5 pops, maybe.
Actually, no, that's probably close to accurate.
It's kind of insane.
Yeah. We really brought this one back, and this was a group effort.
Yeah, it really was.
Even the randoms we played with deserve some praise.
Randoms, enemy team, everyone.
Yeah, literally, all of them.
Everyone really put their best foot forward to pop that Poro.
Yeah, literally, I think if we could apply the same, like, mentality people have to popping the Poro on ARAM to, like, the world, like, we could
rank
probably,
games.
Or rank games, or just the world, we could probably, like, we could probably get world peace going one of these days.
We could do anything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say he hungry, and then
he hungry, and then they'll go. They're like, feed poor on our side of the mat. They're like, let's do it, everyone, go.
All in.
That's the MVP of pings, by the way. All in ping.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that was that stat was a good one to see evolve over the course of the
I agree.
Of the split.
I agree.
And when we realized how bad we were, how bad of a spot we were like, oh God, we gotta fix
it. We gotta fix it
right now.
I'm glad we did turn around too, because we it really, like you said, it was a highlight for me, was seeing that number go up consistently.
Yeah, I think if we had 100 games, we would have had 50%.
I think we probably would have got there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to stacks.
All right, I had 3,024.
I had 2,426. God damn.
God damn. That's a difference of 598 with your boy coming out on top. Mm-hmm. I think this is the biggest gap that we've had, technically.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, last split the difference was only 191. That was also like,
God damn,
like 60 fewer games, so.
Yeah.
Or 50 something like that.
I think 60 fewer games I'd be closer.
Maybe.
Cuz I had you in under 100 for pretty good amount of time.
Yeah.
And then it just went, and I was like, all right, I don't care.
So no one likes a quitter, Dan. So what's up with that? Is there a reason?
Yeah, I'm just vibing.
Okay, yeah. No, fair enough. I mean, that's all it's really about, honestly. Yeah.
Let's see. I played 46 unique champs.
I played 61 out of the 91 games. That's pretty good.
But you made it a point.
I did, but then I stopped probably like the last like 15, 20 games, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe just 15. I don't know how many it is exactly, but I was getting some duplicates for sure in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But once the gap got big enough, I felt comfortable.
Again, I tried to, and I was like, I don't want to play those other champs. Fuck it.
I get that. There were some champs where I was, like, playing them just because I was playing, like, something different. And sometimes I'd have fun, and then other times it'd be like, this is boring.
Yeah.
I don't want to play this champ.
You're like, I just want to play the champs I want to play.
Yeah, I mean, there were some times where it just wasn't even an option, so I didn't mind
no,
too
I mean,
much.
No, I mean, there's always those times.
Yeah. But anything else?
How many champs are there in the game?
100 something. I don't know. Every time you Google it, like, I feel like it brings up like an unupdated number.
Yeah, I believe it. Wow, more than 140 champs.
163.
Yeah, say I am not.
So I was 102 off.
God.
Next split.
Feels like you didn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah, literally. After looking at that number, I feel like I failed.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we didn't even see that many champions.
I kinda don't think we did. There were definitely quite a few
that
I didn't play.
That stat is lying, but then I look at the league website, and it's like over 140.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that doesn't sound right either.
I believe 163. It seems right.
Yeah.
Our total or average game time, 21 minutes, 55 seconds. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Not bad. Mm-hmm. We want that number to be up. We'd prefer that to be like 30 something, but, that's all right.
Yeah. It's honestly longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be... I mean, getting over 20 is impressive, because I feel like there's a lot of games in here, especially just looking at it, that are, like, sub-17 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, a majority of our games were over 20 minutes because of, you know, the average, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
What if we did have, like, a 30-minute game time? We'd probably have less games then.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, in theory, yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. our total stacks, we had 5,450.
Big. That's just the two of us. Wow.
Yeah.
Can't believe we did that.
I can.
I can, yeah. I can believe it. Over 91 games? That's a lot of stacks. That's actually kind of crazy.
I agree.
That's a lot of stacks.
Well, I messed up the homie stack, so I don't remember what their total is.
Yeah, fuck them. It doesn't matter. It's lower than ours, so that's what matters.
Correct.
How many games is that total? From all of them? How many? Hang on, I'm just looking at it.
58.
Out of the homies?
Yeah. 58 games with the homie.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Their total stacks, it's a number that we don't know. Their win loss, they were 30-28 with a 51.72% win rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But really, the common denominator in all of their wins are us.
Is so your boy.
Boys.
Your boys.
Yeah. you're also a common denominator, just individually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So am I. the other common in this is we're also in the losses as well, so not exactly a good look either.
No, it is a good look when you're above 50.
True.
50 we'll or above.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we got to talk about on this year sheet?
This one, no.
No.
But the graphic that
the
we
graphic
created, that was created.
You created. Yes. You could take the credit, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of stats on here. A lot of stuff I'm excited to talk about. What do you want to start with?
Well, I want to end with the ARM MVP.
Yeah. Well, do we want to give out the awards in an order?
Yeah, but we'll do that at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. So we have a couple of stats here, like most played games or most played champions, how many hours you played, shit like that. So most played champions for me, I played six times Galio, Morgana, and Seraphine.
And six times my most played, I played Lucian six times. That's it. So Danny had three champions, and I had one.
I think it's funny that we both played.
It was six times the max.
Yeah. It never exceeded that.
There's another one that we also share a stat in. That we almost shared a stat.
These
in,
are
like, two of them.
These are surprisingly close. All of these. It's kind of crazy.
It's funny. Most deaths. Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
So both of us had our most deaths were 23. Mine was on Senna and
both
yours,
on support champs.
Yeah, true. And Dan's was on Thresh. Thresh.
Yes, yeah, Thresh.
Crazy.
Next one is the longest and shortest game. Our longest game was 37 minutes. God damn.
It's like
I remember that game.
I do too.
So fondly.
It was like one of the first few games too.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
I mean, let me see. I don't think it was too far down. It might have been that first.
The seventh game.
We had two 37 minute games.
Oh my god, we did.
Back to back.
That
too.
Doesn't
That's
even
insane.
Seem right.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, sorry. That is.
Oh, we're
yeah,
looking at it.
Because it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
that, that's right.
It's like our 11th game in.
Lep. Perfect.
Lep. let's see. We only had a handful of games that were, you know, above 30 minutes.
Yeah. Anyways, that 37 minute game was a W, I think is very important. And then our shortest game was 9 minutes, which also very important. A W. Massive.
The duality
of the losers.
Yeah. Winners in this case.
True. that's pretty massive. A 9 minute win.
Yeah.
The people we were playing against must have been getting cyberbullied. There's no way they weren't.
They must have.
Yeah.
In the 91 games? Yes.
Yeah.
91 games that we played, it took 32 hours. Everything, you know, all the minutes and seconds added up.
Yeah.
32 hours. Wow.
Roughly.
I could have done something else for a whole day.
True. Do you think we could have gotten these all done in a 32-hour session? Like, if we played 32 hours straight, do you think we'd get this many games in? I don't, actually. Like, only we'd only have, like, poop breaks, water break, pee break, you know what I'm talking about.
Food break.
Yeah, food break, yeah, water break, pee poo. I don't think we get this many in. I don't think we get this many in.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
I wonder how many we would get though.
We'll test it sometime.
Just pick a weekend.
Just,
all right.
Just carve out a weekend. It's time to play ARAM for 32 hours straight.
We don't stop.
Our fingers are bleeding.
And then we never play again. ARAM is gone.
We'd also have to keep track of how many times we have to go to the bathroom in between games.
That'd be a stat.
It's a stat. And how many water bottles you drank.
Oh boy, that's a stat.
That's a real stat.
All right, let's do most stacks in one game.
Yeah, these were both actually in the same game.
And
my most was,
and we have the champions that we played.
My most was 62 on set.
And mine was 61 on Bard.
Yeah, and it's crazy that these were the same game. I remember this one pretty vividly because I remember it was like last minute, like literally as the game was ending. I saw you were at 61. And I went to beat the shit out of someone as it was ending. And I was like, oh, I don't think I got it to, like, beat you. And then we got out and I had 62. And I was like, we did it.
Oh, hell
got
yeah.
There. But it's crazy because this was almost another stat we shared, like, the same number in.
Yeah. All the ones that we share are pretty close except for one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the Poro popped and not pop streak.
Yeah, the longest Poro pop streak. Was 11 games, which is
11 games.
It's a big part of the comeback. That was like the first week we started mounting this comeback on the Poro Pop.
Yeah.
And then the longest not pop streak was 7 games, which I think was actually what led into the absolute bonanza of feeding Poros.
Yeah, that's when we knew there had to be a change.
Yeah. And we really took that in stride, and we started feeding the needy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Longest win streak was 6 games.
Yep.
And the longest loss streak was 6 games.
we like to keep things even around here.
Every game that Matt lost in that loss streak, he was on Lucian.
In every game in the win streak, apparently, Danny was on Set Morgana or Seraphine. Or no, sorry, Galio Morgana or Seraphine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Most kills, and then we won't keep you waiting with the MVP.
Yeah, so my most kills in the game were 35 on Silas.
And I had 29 on Jhin.
Jhin. Dark Jhin. Cosmic Jhin.
Or like Jhin.
Nope. Nope. yeah, I kind of went crazy in the Silas game. Pretty wild.
Wait. Oh.
Oh. So we're gonna be formatting, but we're doing this a little different. We've got 3 awards I think we're giving out.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the most down homie for the ARIMs.
Yeah. So this is the person that played the most games
and was the most down to queue. If we asked them to play, they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to just say who it is?
It's him.
It's him.
The
repeat.
Legend.
Well, not repeat. Unless the legend, Nayla.
Yeah.
The one who the sheets are named after, Ian Sheets, most
Ian
down,
Sheets.
45 games. Wow.
Yes. 45 games. Wowee.
He's about it.
Let's shout out. Let's say a big thank you to all the homies for filling out the sheet at all.
Yeah,
if you did.
Literally. Yep.
Took some collaborative effort from everybody.
True.
So thank you for filling it out.
Yeah.
We did have I guess. To kind of talk about a little bit more before we get on to the next award. To be eligible for ARAM MVP, you had to play at least 5 games.
At least.
At least.
Yep.
And Ian kind of smashed it.
Yeah.
And that honestly might change to 10.
Yeah. I think we definitely should. I've got some ideas for how we can make the homie sheet more viable, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a good inaugural split for the homie sheet.
Yeah, I agree.
But there's definitely room to improve.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Who's the next honorary MVP?
So the MVP of the heart, is that what we're calling this one?
Yeah.
It's what the heart tells us could have been the MVP. Yeah. That's Boxco 69.
Sure is.
Another former ARAM MVP. Uh-huh. Coming in, picking up
my
another
brother.
Award. Dan's brother. He had a whopping 36.3 stacks per game. Pretty.
Yeah.
It's actually the highest stacks per game count, but he only had 9 games and he had a 44% win rate. So it kind of dropped him down in the voting,
in the running.
Yeah. And there's also a huge gap between games.
yeah.
But really what stole our hearts and got him this award is the Olaf game where he got 2 Benta kills.
It really
moved the needle for me. So
yeah, I think everyone would agree. I think he would agree too.
Yeah.
That he deserved this for especially the Benta kills.
Yeah.
It's not every game where you get 2 Benta kills.
Yeah, true. It's not. I mean, there's only really one person I know that can get the 2 Benta kills. Because if it's not Ben, they're not a Benta kill. So it's pretty much just Ben.
All right, more information on the overall ARM MVP. We based this on a couple stats this time around. So the winner is statistically the winner.
Yes.
So we based this off of win rate and stacks per game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So with a 75% win ratio.
Huge. Mm-hmm. 30 stacks per game as well.
30 stacks per game.
In his first split.
He's going to explore my Nexus.
It's him. It's the Nexus Explorer.
It is.
He's the ARAM MVP. He's done it.
A round of applause, please, for
shout out to Aaron.
Shout out, Aaron. Please explore my Nexus.
Please explore our Nexuses. He really put on in 12 games this split.
He sure did. He really did explore those Nexuses.
Correct.
75% of the time he explored them.
Yeah. I mean, that I think the reason why he deserves the MVP is because there's really no one else even close with the win rate. And I mean, you could say Ian's was tanked by having more games, but also, I mean, like his stacks per minute or stacks per game wasn't even like that much higher.
Nuh-uh.
So it's like, eh. Aaron in 12 games accomplished a 75% win rate, and just for reference, Wesley had 14 games with us and he only had a 50% win rate. So I mean, it's not like a crazy difference. It's not like the sample size was really a huge difference maker. It's just Aaron being there clearly boosted the morale of the team.
Correct. And that's always did.
Absolutely. And that's that's a big part of what goes into that, I think.
Yeah.
Into those wins.
I agree.
Yeah.
He's about it. He's about fighting.
Exactly. He's down to do it.
We'll be in there with him.
My favorite part about this is I actually think his stacks per minute would have, or stacks per game would have been higher if it weren't for this game. He had an Ivern game where he had 6 stacks.
Oh no.
if that is anything higher than 6, his stacks per minute or stacks per game are probably way higher.
Here, let's do this.
That tanked it. Put it to like 20. Just put it at 20 and see what it comes up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
a little different.
Yeah.
He crushed it though.
He did. I mean, the stacks in these games are pretty impressive besides
the 6.
You know, most of his games were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of his 12 half of his games were over 30 stacks.
Yep.
And the other ones the one of them wasn't far behind, and the other ones are kind of low, but I mean, he killed it when he needed to.
Exactly. And the win rate, again, it's a huge distance between him and everyone else.
Big.
So, yeah. ARAM MVP for the 2023 spring split.
Yes.
Massive. We look forward to seeing what he can do in the upcoming summer split.
So should we do that after MSI?
Yeah, probably something like that. Give us a break. Yeah. Give us some time to work on the sheet a little bit so we can discuss some stuff. It's best for everyone.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I think overall, very successful season. Again, shout out to the homies for for doing that.
Should we name the homies?
Huh?
Do we want to name the homies?
Do
they only get a shout out if they get an award?
Yep.
Okay. Well, the two of you who didn't get an award could fuck off then.
So yeah. Let's see more games out of the homies next split.
Absolutely. Need someone to match Ian. We need someone to rival him on these 45 games he's got played.
Yeah. Ben did put forward that he was going to be the ARAM MVP. Did not happen.
Didn't happen.
Didn't play 9 games with us.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't reach out to play. So I'm going to put that all on him.
That's 100%. I think had he put the time in, he could have been there though. I mean, he clearly he had some of the numbers that were required. He almost was, I would say, but that win rate, you just got to get that up. And the games played.
Yep. Next season, I say we increase that to at least 10 games.
Yeah.
So if that was the requirements this season, he wouldn't even be a part of the, we wouldn't even be talking about
it. Ben wouldn't even be talked about. Who's Ben?
So. For all the homies listening, keep that in mind.
Yeah, you've been warned.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we could talk about League of Legends now.
What were we talking about before?
I mean, ARAM, but that's like a separate entity at this point. I'd like to separate ARAM from the game League of Legends.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's a whole different thing. No, it really isn't. We play it differently.
Yeah, sure do.
So LEC?
Yeah. No, let's go LPL.
Okay, we'll go LPL. Best or worst. So LPL. The final
I watched the highlight of the finals.
Yeah.
Like the day after, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was Billy Gaming versus Jim Dong Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Notice.
Two teams that end with G in our gaming.
Yeah. You can't beat them. If they're gaming, they're winning. That's what they say. That's the saying. Mm-hmm. It's an official saying just now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're gaming, they're winning. I think it was an okay series.
I don't know. I feel like so this series goes four games. I don't know. I think some of these games were good and others were kind of subpar or just very one-sided.
I agree. I think only the first and third games were actually good.
Yeah. So game one was really close. Ruler was just the difference maker here. You know, we all know how good Ruler is, and he proved that here.
Yeah, he was absolutely massive on the Jinx. Mm-hmm. And I think BLG, like, I think this game was only close because their early game was a lot better. I think, I think that's partially due to how well Jhon was playing in the early game on the Wukong. They also had some interesting picks. With the Veigar, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that early game really kind of made this game feel closer than it was. But as soon as it got late and Ruler had items on him, this one kind of got blown open.
Yeah, I think JDG played very well.
I agree.
To get that dub.
Yep.
And they played really well around Ruler and just like let him do his thing.
Absolutely.
Gave him space. Game two, however, I think JDG just make it look very easy.
Yeah, I think this was another game where BLG kind of, it seems like they drafted more for early game. I don't exactly love the Kindred jungle, but this is kind of Jhon's, like, I guess you could say, like, pocket pick in the jungle.
Yeah.
But like Kindred Galio, kind of a weird mid jungle. Yeah. There's not like crazy synergy there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that like he can ulti on you if you're like trying not to die in your Lamb's Respite.
Mm-hmm. And also he's no Pioshik, so
yeah, true. I mean, if Pioshik was on this team, they definitely would have won this game.
Yeah.
But this game they didn't win. They got stomped. BLG got
they did.
I think this was probably the least close of any of the games.
Yeah.
It was an interesting idea to kind of pick the Jax into Kaisante two games into Kaisante in a row.
I feel like if you don't feel like your first pick in that game doesn't work, I feel like you just pick like Gwen or something, because I think she is the clear, you know, best champ into
Kaisante.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's her and Jax. And I think they probably felt like Jax didn't have a fair like shake of it in game one. Like I don't know if he ever got to a point where he was actually able to fight very well in game one on the Jax, on the Jax in game one. I don't think he ever had like a crazy good like opportunity to be impactful. So they probably wanted to run it back in the second game, and they got stomped even harder. And he was just low impact. Should move away from that. And they give up the Kaisante a third game in a row, but this time they do pick Gwen. And they kind of smashed through top this game.
Yeah.
Ben being on the Gwen, they kind of played through him. And it showed, I think that's when they do best, honestly, is when.
Yeah, it
when
shows Jonathan, that it gives BLG some, it looks like they have some life in them.
Yeah, definitely. Not that their bot lane isn't like able to like win, but I mean they had Elk on Aphelios these first two games, I believe, as well. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't really putting up the numbers necessarily, so
the numbies, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they decided to switch him onto something a little bit more safe, like the Zaya. Gives you pretty easy escape, if Wukong is ever to jump on you. And this one, it kind of just felt like they drafted more for what worked for them, and that it makes sense why they won this game.
I agree.
Yeah, in game four.
Game four?
It felt like they kind of did a similar thing.
It didn't feel like BLG were in this game very much.
No, not really. Their composition was very similar. In this game, they had the Vi, the Zaya, and the Nautilus again, which I think was kind of what they were going for. And they also, I don't believe they banned out the Kaisante. But Kaisante doesn't even get picked in this because they just get Fiora. So instead of playing like Kaisante into the Fiora, JDG just pick fucking Gragas of all champions. And 369 on the Gragas in this game was absolutely massive for the first like 15 minutes. He was like roaming all over the place. He had like an early mid roam that wound up getting like a kill. He had another mid roam.
He was just fucking out of there.
He got a kill. And he had one moment where it was like 15 minutes in. He like TP'd bot for like, there wasn't even looking like a fight. He just TP'd in, and then suddenly there was a fight and it was win because he was there probably. And I mean, Ruler was just insane on the Jinx once again. This one was not very close.
I didn't think that last game really showcased what BLG's made of. Who's going to MSI then? Both of these teams?
Yes, both these teams are.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think like BLG is definitely at their strongest when Ben is in a position to where he's like a threat, and I think he didn't have like a single kill or assist. Mm-hmm. On Fiora this game. I remember it was like 25 minutes into the game, and he was 0-0-0. Like he was just farm. Like that's it. And that's not a bad thing, but he wasn't creating a big enough impact on the map just by farming. So he would be side laning, but they'd be losing team fights elsewhere. So the idea to play through Ben kind of worked, but he just didn't ever translate it into anything. And I think this draft could have worked for BLG, but it really just came down to the fact that they couldn't get anything going for Ben. They couldn't make him a real threat, and they were punished for it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Overall, I really didn't feel like I saw I didn't feel like I saw the best from the LPL. I think JDG were pretty dominant all around.
Yeah.
In the games that you know they won, and they got rolled the one game that they didn't win.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was a roll. It definitely felt like it was a bit more back and forth than any of the wins that JDG had.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's probably just a testament to how good of a team JDG was, or just is. Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying. It definitely didn't feel like BLG performed like to the level that they were performing at the entire like playoffs of the LPL.
Yeah.
They were
so
on a crazy run, and it sucks it went out this way, but I mean they'll be at MSI, so.
So yeah, I'm excited to see them at MSI.
Yep.
All right, moving on to LEC.
Yeah.
All right.
did you watch any semifinal stuff? I didn't actually get to, so.
I may have, but I don't remember. But
we're talking about the final then.
Yeah.
This. I wonder if we're laughing for the same reason.
Because Mad made it.
Yes. I mean.
And you were like.
I didn't ever want to watch this team get out play. Here. Yeah. Like literally, I was like, I just don't want to have to watch them play. And here they are. I'm just gonna maybe just give up on hating for a little bit. I think.
Yeah.
Not.
No point in hating. I think at all.
It's not like on any team. It's not real hating. It's just like, what? Like this team looked garbage. They looked bad. Yeah. They looked bad. They didn't look like a winning team at all. They made it in by the skin of their teeth, and here they are in the final.
And then they win.
Yeah. I mean, they won.
By the skin of their teeth.
No. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess in a way, yes.
They had a reverse sweep.
I know, but I think those last three games were so dominant, it just made me think that it wasn't
honestly,
a close series.
The first two games were awesome.
Banger.
Really
so
good. Very
this
good.
This is some of the best League of Legends the LEC has ever produced.
I was like, oh my god. I thought Crowny was going to... I thought he was the best ADC in the world.
Best ADC in the world. Him on Zeri in that game one was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I was like, oh my god. Get him on anything.
Literally. It put him on...
put him on Teemo.
Nope. These first two games were very good.
Very good. And then the next three, just like... were they even playing?
No. BDS was AFK for the last three.
Crowny, worst ADC in the world.
See, it's not him. I actually think, I genuinely think that it took two games for Mad Lions to do it, but they figured out that Adam sucks at League of Legends. Now, I know I said I'm going to stop hating, but he was bad, like, in these last three games. Like,
I think his champ pool is still an issue.
Yes, correct. He was on Kaisante these last two games, and he was borderline sprinting it, and it looked like he was first timing the champion in the first game that he played it.
Okay, before the momentum switch of game three, I saw people tweeting Chatham. What's their jungler's name?
Shao.
It was like Chief Shao. Jeez. Nuclear intelligence.
That's what it was. That's his name.
I don't remember what Crowny was. And then
Crown Hot.
You
went from Crown Shot to Crown Bot in the last three games.
He sure did. Here, let me see if I can find it, because that shit was hilarious.
Was Labrov just Labro? Wait, I'm actually looking at the pick ban from, I believe this is game two. Did you know that they banned Garen in game two?
Yeah.
Why did they ban Garen? Why did Mad Lions ban Garen in game two?
Adam.
has he played Garen?
I don't know, probably. Oh, here it is. Chatham, Commander Shao, Nuclear Intelligence, King Shot. King Crowny and LeBron James.
That LeBron James one is fucking hilarious.
That is so funny.
Wait, hang on. Was Garen permabanned by Mad Lions in this series?
I don't think so. I think they were banning a lot of Olaf and Darius, though.
They banned Garen the first three games. They banned it in game four. No, they banned it the first three games and then in game five.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I just realized there's so many top lane bans.
They're like, look at this. This guy can't play anything else. He's garbage.
they consistently banned like Olaf Darius throughout the entire thing.
I think that if BDS have a bad showing at MSI, it's because Adam's champ pool.
Yes, that's correct. And I think teams have solved it at this point. Mad Lions definitely did.
If literally anyone is watching that is in their play-in groups, they just ban Adam out, and I think that they have a much better chance of winning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a good player on these champions for sure, but I mean, he really was like a liability on the Kaisante. He was on the Malphite the one game that they lost where he wasn't on Kaisante.
Yeah.
And they won with him on Malphite before, but it just didn't look as good. Like, they got leads elsewhere, and then the Malphite basically just didn't matter. This was a pretty impressive series, I would say, from Mad Lions from a draft perspective, because I really do think they adjusted and they realized that Adam being a non-factor, I mean, literally just putting him on a champion he's clearly not comfortable on, it makes the game 4v5, and I think any competitive team could win 4v5 easily.
Yeah.
And Mad Lions did just that.
yeah.
Basically, it seems like once they added Sion into the ban rotation, he kind of just started flailing with the champ pool, and they're like, Malphite kind of worked one game, didn't work the next. Then he's on to
honestly,
Kaisante,
but the game one, where Adam played Sion, I didn't think it looked bad. I think
no, it looked good. He looked good on Sion. Yeah. He looked good on Malphite in game two as well. But I think that's because the rest of his team was able to get a lead.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like Mad Lions they didn't give up big leads early to any other lanes in the second Malphite game, and it just didn't matter. And then on the Kaisante games, he was literally just AFK.
Yeah, Mad Lions, they looked like a proper team.
Yeah, definitely. I would say the standouts for Mad Lions to me were definitely Hilly, Elioia, and Chasey.
Yep.
Niski on the Gragas in, I believe it was the last two games, was also pretty huge.
Yeah.
But other than that, he was normal Niski, which is, it's fine sometimes. It's definitely passable. It's kind of like, he's good enough to get you over the hump, like, domestically, right?
Yeah.
But, like, internationally, he's either, like, sprinting it or getting exposed. Like, I think he's kind of got similar problems to Adam. Not exactly champ pool, but I feel like every other mid laner internationally is usually better than him. And that's not...
He's more consistent.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But he's also, after winning this LEC, he's the second player, I think, to ever win LCS and LEC.
Yeah,
so that's pretty crazy.
Pretty small group there. Sven is the other guy who's done that.
So
that wraps up who goes to MSI. So
yeah,
Mad Lions go to MSI and G2 go to MSI.
Yep, and Mad Lions are the one seed from Europe, I believe.
And that was based off of championship points.
Okay, I was wondering that. So how do you get championship points?
I don't remember. It depends on how you do in playoffs, and it depends on how you like where you end your split in the standings.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
with that, they were able to get more championship points than
the gamers.
Than G2. Yeah. So they don't have to play in play-ins. They are in their group stage or whatever. I don't remember what they're calling it, but
yeah, I think it's the bracket stage or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So the play-in teams, we can go through that. So
yes.
So I think the second seed from all the regions is in the play-ins, and then the first seed is they get a bye.
Correct.
Basically, a bye from the play-ins. So let's go over group A.
Yeah. Is there more than one group?
There's two. There's group A and group B.
Am I tripping? I don't even see it.
Um, Here,
I'm looking at the Lowell Esports website, and I think I see all the teams. Like you see eight teams, right?
Hold up. Shit.
If we're just talking about the play-in.
Yeah.
Okay, here, I'll hop in. I'll give it a look.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is so much more confusing than the thing I was looking at.
Why? It's just a bracket.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just it's the same thing I was looking at.
So Group A, I guess game. I think they're playing. Are they playing best of fives or best of threes?
I don't actually know if these are best of five or best of three. I'm guessing best of three. I think it's supposed to follow kind of the format that LEC is going through.
Yeah.
So
best of three, double elimination.
Yep.
So and only two teams get out of here. So there is so Group A is BLG versus R7.
Yep.
Oh, three teams get out. Sorry, three teams get out.
Correct.
So only one. No, not one.
Five teams eliminated.
Yep. All right. So BLG versus R7. I have a feeling that BLG are kind of gonna whip up this group.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So I have BLG winning this one. That means R7 goes down to the lower bracket, and then I have to have Golden Guardians winning this next one.
Yeah, you didn't even say who they're playing against. Sports. Yeah, it's Gigabyte Marines.
Yeah.
Golden Guardians are probably gonna. I mean, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Group A is pretty solved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
And then Group B, we've got Gamers 2 versus Loud Esports, and then we've got PSG versus DFM.
Yeah.
Group B, Group of Life. There's one good team in here, and then PSG. and then, yeah. I think G2 are gonna stomp Loud, and PSG will probably end up stomping DFM. But who knows?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't gotten to watch much LJL or PCS, so I can't say for sure. But
Who do you have winning the group then?
I'm gonna say that G2 is obviously gonna advance, and then I think,
yeah.
I think BLG obviously advanced. I mean, I think the three teams making it out will be G2, GG, and BLG. So
yeah, I feel like.
But sleeper team to make it out, I'm going with Gigabyte Marines.
My sleeper team, I think, is going to be PSG.
Gotcha.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's weird that only three teams make it out. Does that make the bracket, like the upper bracket, fifth? Wait, how many? It's 11 teams in the upper bracket. No.
I'd have to see it. I actually haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either. I don't know bracket. If there is one, because there is not even one on the Lowell Esports website.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not on here.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Should we talk a little bit about the MNI, the Mid-Nebraska Invitational?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What teams are going? I don't exactly remember the list. It's the bottom two of every region, right? So what do we got? Hang on, let me look at the LCS. So we've got here at the MNI, we've got Dignitas and Immortals coming in as the 1 and 2. Give me a sec.
I don't think they have it yet, so I guess we have to wait.
From the LEC, we've got Team Heretics and Excel coming in as the 1 and 2.
Rip.
And then from the Eastern teams, we've got from Korea, we've got DRX and Nongshim. So we've got some world championship royalty, or at least the organization and Barrel.
And Barrel.
So that's pretty cool. And then from the LPL, we've got, bear with me, scrolling. There's a lot of teams. We've got Al, Anyone's Legend, and Ultra Prime coming in as the 1 and 2 from there.
Damn, I was going to guess that.
Were you?
Yeah.
That would have been a good guess. I should have made you guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to look at the minor regions because we don't like minors. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think the MNI is really shaping up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more exciting than the MSI.
Honestly, hopefully the weather's good because it will be played outside.
True, correct. Behind the, where is it at? It's probably in like a cornfield or something. We're just gonna put
it's gotta
like
be.
A,
it's like a very flat. through
very flat. It's really flat.
through Nebraska. So
true.
So really anywhere is good. Hopefully the internet connection will be good because that's a very long Ethernet cord.
True. Yep.
So we'll probably have to do it to all those teams.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do it in someone's backyard, to be honest, because there's no way we're getting internet just in the middle of a cornfield. Just no way.
Well, it's the M&I. It's got to be mid.
True. No, you're right. Okay, we'll just set up a hotspot on a couple of phones.
Yeah.
And we'll get it rolling off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's first place getting this year, Dan? I think last year was like a luck skin. Each team I think got a random luck skin. Yeah, first place. Each player on the team got a random luck skin.
Should we up the
two
prizing?
Luck skin.
Two random luck skins. And we don't remove the first one after we do a random.
So you
can get the same two. You
can
get the same two.
Wait till they get the three random luck skins next year. They could get a reroll in.
Yeah.
They could reroll for another random luck skin.
It'd be very interesting to see who wins that.
We'll be talking about the winner, you know, in the coming weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah,
as we wait for all the teams to arrive at the Mid-Nebraska Invitational.
Yeah. We're gonna have to put the bracket together.
Yeah.
We'll send something out.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how the teams end up doing.
Yeah.
I really think that this is Al's to lose, though, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyways, glad we got some MSI and MNI talk in. We're really getting all the prestigious events covered here. And the ARAM report. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing that's happened this year in League of Legends.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next we're going to do a media review in quotations. we haven't really watched a show or decided on a show in a while, so we're going to decide right now.
Yeah, since The Last of Us has been on the back burner, has been done. TV shows just in general have been on the back burner, so.
Yeah. So, and we've been seeing a lot of movies, so,
true.
You know, we kind of filled that up.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so I suggested watching Dave. Is that what I said?
Yep.
Dave?
Yep.
And you said only if you got the premium Hulu without ads.
Yeah, I'm
which
not
I completely
ads.
I completely understand that.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah. But I did have another one. I don't know if you heard of Jury Duty.
Never heard of it. I'll look it up right now.
It's basically like it's kind of reality TV. So basically they have this whole thing set up for like Jury Duty, and everyone there is an actor besides one guy. and they I don't exactly know what they do, but it's getting like pretty highly rated and pretty good reviews from people, so yeah, I think it'd be something that I'd like to watch. I don't know if you had anything else in mind. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I was reading about it a little bit. I've got a bunch of shows that I'd love to recommend, but it's entirely up to you. I mean, I'd love to watch Barry. I've been a big fan of the show, and they just came up with their fourth season.
Why does it sound so familiar?
It's a show on HBO. Another one would be Arrested Development, which I truly believe to be one of the best shows of all time.
What's that on? What's Barry on, you said?
Barry's on HBO, and Arrested Development is on Netflix.
Okay. It says Barry's also on Hulu and Amazon Prime Video, but I don't know
I think they always say stuff like that because you can get like the HBO add-on on both of them.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But Barry, it's a classic. We should probably watch that. Let's watch that. It's decided. I'll give you the HBO login. Done deal.
There it is.
Maybe.
Done.
Yeah. I mean, I
log it into
will.
It on my PS4 before
there
I go
is.
To bed. That's
perfect.
What I'm watching.
He's gonna pass out.
I mean, yeah, but I always
Mid-Barry.
Know where I stopped.
Fair enough. So yeah, I think I'm done for Barry. I mean, we could just go over season one because there's four seasons. We could both. I'll rewatch it. You can watch it. We'll talk about it. It's.
We were also thinking about doing Breaking Bad.
True. That That could be good. I haven't watched Breaking Bad in a while.
Yeah, and I know you're talking wanting to do a rewatch.
Yeah.
And then what else? There's something else I was thinking of.
Have you heard of Succession?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people really like that.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I just have to give you the HBO login. Easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it illegal to talk about account sharing?
I don't know, man.
We've been had. They got us. I'm going to jail.
Whatever.
So Fuck 'em. Podcast.
They ain't gonna find it. It's buried deep within this podcast.
True. No one listens to this anyway.
But yeah, I can't remember the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I can't remember either. If I think of it, I'll text it to you for sure. We'll have to make a list, and we'll make a priority list.
Or we just like randomize it, and then
that's not a bad idea. We'll do the randomizer. It's been decided. Every show we just talked about going in a randomizer.
Even Dave.
Even Dave. I'll find a way.
Okay.
We should each pick like 5 shows, throw them in a randomizer.
And then we
pick one.
Yeah.
Perfect. We've just done it. Right
there
here.
It is.
Loser's Cue Podcast. Yeah. Crazy. How do we do it?
So 2 weeks from now we do an album, and then at that we can choose
the show.
Yeah, we can.
We'll do it live on the podcast. Even we could randomly number generate one.
Okay, we're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that's it then.
I think that's it. I think we've done it. We successfully we beat the game.
And we will be successfully beating the end of this podcast.
Correct. Right now. Any last words, Dan?
My fault.
Oh, not your fault. Is there any context behind that or just?
Nope.
Okay. Well, your last words are now nope, so.